RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and this is the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. My goal, in case you're new to the program, is to talk with every employer I can who has any employment opportunity for the people living here in St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay. So Job Talk aims to provide a forum for anyone thinking about relocating their business or family to learn what it's like to work and play in Tampa Bay. And along with the way, I get to meet and talk to some very interesting people. So today we're at the USF St. Petersburg campus, and we're at a career fair, an internship fair. And my guest today actually flew in last night late from New York, and I'm sure she's glad to be away from the frigid weather there and all that snow. So Anna Delcroix is a marketing and recruiting director for Mountbatten Institute. Welcome to the Sunshine City, Anna.
Thank you so much. It is beautiful weather outside, and it's nice to be out of the cold.
Yeah, so I mentioned you flew in from last night. You know, how with the flights, you had a lot of trouble getting in, didn't you?
Yes, a four-hour flight delay and lost a bag, all that jazz.
Oh, my.
But when I woke up this morning and looked at the weather, I was like, it's completely worth it.
Great. So tell our listeners about you up until the time you joined Mountbatten Institute.
Okay. Well, I actually spent a majority of my career so far working for international companies abroad. So I did my master's degree at Sciences Po Paris and KU Leuven in Belgium. And I did a master's degree in European politics and policy. And then I thought, I don't want to be a diplomat. So what can I possibly do? And I started working for an international company called QS, based out of Paris, France, and then I moved over to the headquarters in London, England, and spent about 5 years working for them in England after the 2 years in Paris. So overall, 7 years working for QS internationally in London and in Paris, and then recently made a move to New York City, where I'm in charge of really marketing and recruitment for the Mountbatten Institute, which allows people to work and live and study in London, England. So really kind of bringing back what I've done in my career and giving that same opportunity for Americans that are looking to work abroad.
Great. So now, how long have you been at Mountbatten Institute?
It's only been a month.
Really?
Yes. So okay. It's brand new.
Okay. So you have good perspective, though, and you're excited about your new position, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I think that what we offer is so unique. I think that it is the only program right now in the United States that offers Americans the chance to work for a full year in London without having the European nationality.
So I want to talk about that. First, before we get to all that, how did Mountbatten get its name? Do you know?
It is associated with the Mountbatten family, which is part of the royal family in London, England. Oh. And it's been around for 30 years.
Great.
And so that's where the name came from. It's a royal real name.
Wonderful. And so what is Mountbatten Institute?
So Mountbatten Institute is a program that offers Americans the chance to live, work, and study in London, England. It is a cross-cultural program. So the same companies that we're working for in financial institutions such as Citibank, UBS, and JP Morgan's, we are working with them in London and in New York. But the difference is that we're offering Americans the chance to be in London, England, the same way that we're offering British people the chance to work and live in New York. So it's a cross-cultural professional development program.
And so what kinds of people are you looking for, and who would fit this?
So we are looking for anybody who wants to break into the finance sector but doesn't feel like they need to necessarily compete in the New York segment. So if they don't want to go and work for a big investment bank in New York, this would be a way to offer something different. But so we're looking really for anybody who wants to work in investment banking or in the finance and banking industry, or somebody that's looking into making a career change into that industry.
And so what advantage is there to go through your program?
It's a guaranteed way to have a huge multinational name on your resume without, like I said, the stringent competition right now that is the finance field in New York. Another thing that is great is to have that global perspective. Everybody's talking about, obviously, having that international component. This is a sure way that you're going to be working in a multicultural environment and really being able to leverage that experience when you're coming back to the United States.
So what I see that you have internship roles there too. So tell me about that and the whole program and how what it's all about, how you get started.
Absolutely. So the program basically is a cross-cultural program, and we call them internship, but they're really postgraduate traineeship positions. So they are entry-level positions such as financial analyst, business analyst, HR, marketing specialist, project management and operational roles. And you are placed within the biggest names in the industry, like I said, JP Morgan, UBS, Citibank. And you are working 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday. So we're really focusing on this professional development and work experience. And then on Thursday evenings and on Saturdays, you also have a theoretical learning where you're going to class and having business graduate level classes to support you in your business education as you're working full time in the business sector.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about their experience once they're there.
The experience is amazing because they're building up their resume. The candidates that are there are building up their resume and their professional experience, but they're also living in London. We provide housing in London to the candidates that are on our program. So they're living in executive housing with other people on the program. So they're building up their professional network. And also, you know, they're working, they're studying, but they're traveling. I mean, they're in London. They're 2 hours away from Paris. They're 2 hours away from Barcelona, 3 hours away from Istanbul. And they take that 12 months experience to really take an opportunity to develop professionally, but also to leverage their network of peers and to travel in Europe because life is short and we need to travel.
And so they'll have time to do that once they're over there?
Absolutely. Part of working for a British company is the fact that you get 20 to 30 days of vacations per year. One of the great things that Americans get to learn when they go and work in London, and one of the saddest things that I learned when I came back to New York is that that is not the case necessarily in America. Mm-hmm. So 20 to 30 days of vacation per year gives you enough time to travel, and that's on top of the bank holidays that they get because it's Queen's birthday or different, you know, bank holidays that they have, which I think is about 16 days per year.
Great. So tell me about the admissions process.
So the admissions process is pretty straightforward. You know, we are looking for somebody that is open to a global experience. You know, we're also looking for somebody that has an undergraduate degree. So it is something that you have to have an undergraduate degree already. And we're looking for somebody that has a global component of the program. That means that they want to live abroad. They want to challenge themselves in the business sector. And they're excited to contribute to a team. And, you know, and there's different components. There's, you know, there's a personal statement. There's also transcripts from school and, you know, professional references and, you know, that all come down to assessing the entire person and seeing what you are capable of doing right now and what you actually have the chance to do in 12 months from now, which is what we focus on.
Mm-hmm. And so once they come up, finish your program, do you help them with finding a job or are they, what makes, you know, what will they do at that point?
Yeah. So you know, after 12 months, a lot of the candidates ask us, you know, well, great, I've done these 12 months at this company, you know, what now? And that is when we say that's a great question and statistics speak for themselves. So we have about 31% of the host companies that are retaining the trainees and the interns that are part of the program. They're retaining them globally, so not in London, which means that, you know, if you're working for Citibank in London and you want to go and work for Citibank in New York, they would retain you in New York or potentially or in Dubai or in Hong Kong, depending on where you want to be. Then there's the other statistic, which is 3 months after you finish the program, we have about 70% of our candidates getting positions. And that's interesting because they're using that network that I talked about earlier to leverage the future jobs. So as they're working for Citibank, their roommate is working for UBS, and they're the first ones to know of openings at UBS and vice versa. So that's why within 3 months, we have about 70% of candidates getting full-time positions. And then after that, what I always say is that your hiring manager is investing 12 months of training you. And you want to leverage that. And they, you know, when they invest that time training you, they do aim to retain you. But you have also access of all to all internal posting within the company that you are doing your traineeship with. Yeah. And that's why after 6 months of graduating from our program, we have about 90% of employment rate.
Wow. Now, you work with a lot of multinational companies, right? Do if I was doing an internship at Citi, would I be able to network or work potentially with Barclays?
I mean, a lot of these companies know about the Mountbatten program and actually poach some of our traineeships to take on full-time positions with them internationally. So that is something that they're very well trained to do. So it's definitely in the mix.
And so what kind of companies do you have that these people would be actually working for and doing internships for? Give me some examples.
Definitely. So UBS is one of our biggest clients, and you know, they have, in terms of the roles, you know, financial analysts and business analysts. Other ones, you know, Barclays Capital, BlackRock, which is obviously you know, a huge name, Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Royal Bank of Scotland, Thomson Reuters, are just some of the few that I can name now. But we are working with over 15 to 20 different international names in the industry.
That's pretty impressive. So by going through your program, now, is there a fee for this? I mean, what is the, this is actually an extension of their education, correct?
Yes, it's a professional cross-cultural development. So so there isn't a fee for the program, and you do get paid for the traineeship. You get paid £700 a month, which is roughly $1,100 US per month. But you do have to have an educational component, which is either a postgraduate certificate, an MA in entrepreneur leadership, or an MBA, and you do have to pay tuition for the educational component.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so tell me about any success stories that you can tell me about. What's a typical experience that from somebody going there and then coming back here? Anything you can tell about?
Absolutely. So I there's a candidate that I recently spoke to, and he comes from a small university in Youngstown, Ohio, and he did a finance degree there, and he was wanting to break into the investment banking world, but decided that it was not going to be through New York. The competition was too high, and he was competing with the likes of graduates from, you know, NYU or Columbia or Cornell. And he thought that, you know, that's just not a way that I can break into that sector with me coming from this smaller university or this smaller town. And so he decided to do our program, and he started to intern, I believe it was with Deutsche Bank. And he really shined. He proved himself to the managing director and the hiring manager, and they recently hired him for Deutsche Bank in Tallahassee.
Wow.
And he's just got promoted to VP level, which is record time to get promoted. I think he is 28 years old and already a VP. So it just shows that, you know, by going through that global route, when you come back to the United States, you have something more to offer. And, you know, he had a leg up on those people graduating with the Columbia and the NYU type finance degrees.
That's great. So, and now we're at a career fair today. So, are you looking for folks that have just recently graduated that are looking for to extend their experience and go and spend a year in London? That's really the focus of what you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm looking for definitely, you know, people that are about to graduate, because you do have to have an undergraduate degree. So I'm looking for somebody that is looking for that global experience abroad. But I would be also very happy to speak to somebody that's been working for, you know, 2-3 years and maybe, you know, feels like they need a career change. And this is a way to break into something different. Or I would be also looking for somebody that maybe has a history background or an undergrad in arts and doesn't really seem to find a good fit of companies to work for after their undergraduate degree and wants to make a change into a more business background.
Right. Wow, this sounds interesting. And so if they were, this kind of brings us to a point where I ask for your opinion on what I call the interview tip of the week. So if somebody was going to apply for a job at Mountbatten Institute, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Find a way to see yourself as a, you know, global leader 12 months from now and try to paint that picture to us today. So where do you, you know, see yourself in 12 months when you're thinking about this program and what you want to get out of it and what you want to see? So when you're applying and when you're, you know, speaking to us, the admissions or the marketing or recruitment directors, tell us that story, because we want to know, you know, what drives you, and we want to make sure that this program is a good fit for you.
Wonderful. And you know, it's come to the end of the half hour so quickly. It's amazing. So just one final thing. If somebody wants to find out more information about Mountbatten Institute, what's your web address?
Mountbatten.org.
Okay.
That's all the information's on there.
And also, and one thing though, if I'm here in St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area, and I want to do you have representatives that will be here to help, or is it all just done online? And how does that work?
It's mostly done online. Our headquarters are in New York City, and also we have the other headquarters in London, UK. But I do, with this new position of marketing and recruitment director, I am, making Florida a hot spot for us, because I do think that there's amazing candidates coming from this area that need to know about opportunities such as Mountbatten. Mm-hmm. And so I will be, trying to come to Florida probably 2 or 3 times a year. But otherwise, everything's online, and you can apply online.
And how long does it take? If I decide today that I'm interested, how long would it take before I'd be in London?
So for this year particularly, there's 2 intakes. The first one is March 31st, so you have to put in your application by March 31st. After that, we go into face-to-face interviews where we discuss what you want to do and what is your interest in terms of the finance sector, you know, where do you want to be placed. And following that, we go into phone interviews with the hiring managers from London, where they interview you. You get to know about the position, the team that you will be working for, and they offer you a position. You accept. We go into visa processing, and in August 2015 of this year, you would be landing in London. We would come pick you up from the airport and take you to your new executive accommodations, where you would get to know everybody on the intake. And you'd start right away, August 2015, London, for a full year in an amazing multinational company.
Well, great. Well, Anna, thank you so much for being a guest today. I know it was on such quick notice, but I do thank you so much for taking your time to be here today. And hopefully when you come in town, we'll give some updates and have you on the radio again.
Okay? Thank you so much.
And so that was my guest, Anna Delcroix. Tell me one more time.
Anna Delcroix.
Yeah, because you say it so much better. Delcroix of the Mountbatten Institute. So be sure to check out their website at mountbatten.org. So shout-outs today. I want to just say hello to Lynn and Lou and Cindy in Michigan, and hope you're staying warm and safe in all that frigid winter weather up there, and looking forward to seeing you soon for Aaron and Kate's wedding. And I want to thank all of you listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. You should check out the great music and the local musicians who are featured here. And you know that now we have an opportunity that people can listen to their favorite style of music 24 hours a day. You can choose between Maine, oldies, jazz, and classical. And there are other interesting programs like Suncoast Tiger Thunder Bay Luncheon broadcasts, upcoming events that we'll be taping live, and also you can check out Will Koontz's homemade broadcast, as well as the Indie Circuit with Mo that airs on Sunday at 10 p.m. You'll find all the previous shows in the audio archive section, where you can listen to your favorite shows at your convenience. That's RadioStPete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. And if you like what you hear, please listen again and tell your friends. If you have any questions, suggestions for guests, or would like to be a guest yourself, please send an email to me at RadioStPete.com. I'll answer your questions or give you a call. I also want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to anyone in the country, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at what St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did, and I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioStPete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioStPete.com.